I'm Laura McNamara speaking with the Honorable Peter Odembumni, and he is with the House of Representatives for the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And we're here at the first ever U.S.-Africa Agribusiness Forum. What were the reasons that you came? Why did you think it was important?
Yeah, thank you very much, Laura. I'm here today together with my colleagues from the House of Representatives. We are members of the House Committee on Water Resources. And when we had this forum, you cannot do agri without water. And we decided to participate as part of the 2 weeks program we have drawn for ourselves in America. And so far, from the opening session and the workshops that we have attended, we've realized it's a very, very beautiful program because there are a lot of expression of interest by participants, especially Americans, to assist Africa to develop its agri and to be able to empower the African people.
And water is definitely integral to developing an agricultural industry. Has Nigeria already done anything as far as setting up infrastructure, anything like dams and such?
Yes. Nigeria has a lot of dams presently, even though they are not being efficiently managed. And because of the need to improve on the present situation, we want to do capacity building, we want to be able to see how things are done in advanced democracy, especially in the U.S., so that this can be used to improve on the situation we have in Africa, particularly in Nigeria, because Nigeria has a lot of natural resources. And when you talk of agriculture, there is no country that can boast of the natural resources Nigeria has all over. There is adequate rainfall, there is land mass that could be used for all these things. But because of some constraints, which includes technology, because the Nigerian people, majority, especially in the rural areas, still do agri manually. And as a result, production could only be limited. It cannot be carried out in commercial quantity. And again, inadequate financing. I mean, there is lack of finance. The banks are not even lending so much for agri, but with assistance from development finance corporations, Nigeria could be able to take advantage of that and do better.
Okay, and so you speak of financing. There's a lack of financing. Is Nigeria doing anything to attract foreign investors like here in the U.S.? Are there any national programs, incentives?
That's why we are here today, because, there have been a lot of revelations which many of us are not aware that is happening. Even there are some of them that are operating in Nigeria presently. But because we parliamentarians, as representatives of the people, we are not aware. And if you recognize the fact that in Nigeria, the majority are in the rural community that do not have access to this elitist information. So they don't know where to get finance from. Some farmers don't know that they could even add value to their primary product to earn more with a view to exporting. So, but now that we have this information, we are already interacting with some of the resource persons in this workshop who are actually the players in that area. We are already discussing with them. And by the time we go back home, we'll be able to enlighten our people and we'll be able to assist them to assess this kind of opportunities so that Nigeria can get better.
Okay, and what are some of the things you think specifically you're going to be able to take back to your country, not only with financing, but also what you mentioned before, management and technology?
Yeah, what we have actually seen in addition is the opportunity to import technology. There are quite some American organizations that are into African development that could assist in procuring and exporting machines to Nigeria on, an arrangement that to have to do with finance and even assist in getting equity finance as well as loan finance. So that's one aspect of it. Even the marketing, I mean the market for the product, we have been able to now see opportunity that when you finish the manufacturing, the production, if you don't have market, it will waste. But now we can relate with people who can get us to the end users, thereby increasing the market share of Nigeria in international market.
And you mentioned the market. What is the government doing in order to help investors feel like there is some risk management?
You mean risk?
Yeah, to help manage risk and feel confident that if they invest, that it's not just going to be a wash 2 years.
No, of course. You see, Nigeria is presently encouraging international investors. And that's why a lot of incentives have been put in place. And again, if you listen in the recent past, that Nigeria is actually making concerted effort to improve on the energy sector, because that is even the bane of our non-development. With a lot of examining what was wrong in the past, with a view to improving on it and getting it right. Now, Nigeria could be able to improve on its energy supply, thereby assisting the manufacturing industry. Because one of the problems in Nigeria today is lack of adequate energy supply, which thereby increasing cost of production, which make Nigerian products not competitive. The president is about to declare state of emergency on the energy sector now, so that in the next 1-2 years, a lot of resources will be put on improving the energy sector.
Okay. I think that covers all the questions I have for you. Anything you want to add?
Yes. As a parliamentarian, and in the last couple of days, we've been talking to the American government. We've visited the Capitol building. We've appealed for further assistance, especially from the USAID in areas of water, safe water, access to safe water, which is still very low in Nigeria. And we are happy with the determination, the commitment of the government and people of America to see that Nigeria gets it right. We are so impressed about that. I'm still using this forum to appeal to the President of America, of the United States of America, and the people to still continue to see what they can do to make Nigeria take a proper position. Because if Nigeria is developing Africa, you know, as the largest black country in the continent, you can see that a lot of problems will have been solved in that continent.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.